It was announced earlier this week that $15.7 million in conservation innovation grants were going to 47 organizations across the country, and some of those dollars are coming to Alabama. Steve Musser with USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Alabama explains.
Through conservation innovation grants, we had the Alabama Rivers, Mountains, and Valleys RC&D in North Alabama that got funded for a roof runoff recycling project where they're collecting roof runoff from agricultural buildings, trying to demonstrate what a big impact that can have on water conservation on local farms.
$33,000 will go to the Alabama Mountains, Rivers, and Valleys RC&D Council for this project, which Musser is pleased to see, and he hopes more folks in the state will look into these SIG grants.
Conservation innovation grants are kind of like the term said, it's innovation, okay? So what it amounts to is it's a way that the USDA can contract through entities that can take new technologies, and those entities working with a maybe a different client base than what we normally work with could then demonstrate them on EQIP-eligible farms with landowners. So I would encourage anybody that has a good idea of conservation and has a client base of producers that's interested in trying something new to apply for these conservation innovation grants.
He said it's a great opportunity to get new conservation practices on the ground. To learn more, simply contact your local NRCS office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.